Are male children of the age of chinuch obligated to be educated to recite Sfira Sa'imer? Must you make sure your child stays up until nighttime to recite Sfira Sa'imer? Must you wake him up if he fell asleep? How careful does a parent have to be in making sure his child recites it? And so on and so forth. So in general, the rule of chinuch is, as recorded in Shulchan Aruch chapter 343, that the moment the child reaches the age of havana, of understanding of a mitzvah, they are obligated to be educated by their father to perform that mitzvah. Usually this age of understanding is reached between age 6 and 7, and practically is dependent on the child's maturity. According to that general rule of chinuch, it would seem that the moment a child is of age to understand the concept of Sfiras HaOmer, that we count every single day until Shavuos, even if he doesn't understand the more Kabbalistic stuff and the Sfiras, Tiferes Shebechesed, Tiferes Shebetiferes, so long as he understands the concept of counting until you reach a certain date, the holiday of Shavuos, then the father should be obligated to educate his child to recite Sfiras HaOmer. If he is a male child, as girls and women are exempt min adin, and therefore we should be able to answer our original question that a father, yes, would be obligated to wake up his child to make sure he stays up till nighttime till he says Sfiras HaOmer if he's a male child and has reached the age of education, is 6-7, understands the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. However, in truth, it's not so simple. As you see, we find in the Gemara in Brachis, that Chofim and Aleph, a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, in regards to whether a father is obligated to educate his male child in the recital of the night and morning Shema. Rabbeinu Tam obligates and Rashi exempts. Why does Rashi exempt the father? What about the rule we just said? Rashi doesn't argue in that rule. Explains Rashi. The sage is only imposed on the father to educate his children in mitzvahs that the father can be fulfilled while the father is with the child. But mitzvahs that usually the child and father are separated from each other by, then there's no obligation on the father to educate his child. Now, a night mitzvah in which a child is usually sleeping and the father's not around by him, says Rashi, a father is exempt from educating his child, and therefore a child is not obligated to be educated in the night Shema according to Rashi. And based on this, it would seem the same would apply to Sfiras HaOmer. That since Sfiras HaOmer is uniquely a night mitzvah, the same way you don't have to educate your child to recite the nighttime Shema according to Rashi, so too you should be exempt from reciting Sfiras HaOmer with your child or making sure he does so. This understanding that according to Rashi, children will be exempt from reciting Sfiras HaOmer even if they've reached the age of chinuch is supported based on the ruling of the Mishnah Berurah in 426.1, who extends the ruling of Rashi also to Kiddush Levana and to other night mitzvahs. On the other hand, we do find night mitzvahs that even Rashi agrees that children must be educated in, such as Avdalah, Kiddush, the recital of Ma'ariv, Shemini Esrei. So the matter is not completely clear. In any event, practically, even regarding that debate of Rashi and Tosfos that's recorded regarding Shema, we conclude that it's proper to be stringent like Tosfos and educate your child to recite the nighttime and morning Shema within the time. So concludes the Alter Rebbe in chapter 70, Halacha 2, as is the conclusion of the Mechaber in his Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, certainly likewise regarding Sfiras HaOmer, it is proper for a father to educate his child who has reached the age of chinuch and is a male child to recite Sfiras HaOmer nightly with a blessing. And so indeed writes the Shaarei Teshuva in chapter 49 that our custom is that children who have reached the age of chinuch count with a blessing. And so writes the Maril in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. Nonetheless, if a child is already sleeping, then seemingly a father may be lenient not to wake him up based on the ruling of Rashi, and he should simply count with him the next day. Remind him during the day to count, of course without a blessing. The same would apply in areas in which nighttime comes in very, very late, that the father can be lenient not to make his child stay up until very late at night, 12, 1 o'clock at night until it's nighttime, such as in the northern countries, so he can recite Sfiras HaOmer, and he can rather be lenient to recite it with him during daytime, based on the opinion of Rashi. Now as a side question, regarding the blessing, if a child missed one of the previous days, meaning at night and day he didn't count, so he missed Sfira one day, and by an adult the halacha is, you have to continue counting without a blessing. Do we apply the same rule also by children, that if they missed a full day of count, then they count only without a bracha, or can children be lenient to count even with a blessing, even if they missed? So some poskim rule of today, that children may continue to count with a blessing, even if they missed a full day of counting. This is especially based on the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 215, Halacha 2, which says that there's no concept of the bracha levatala by a child, as every time a child says a bracha, it's for the sake of chinuch, and there's no din of bracha levatala for chinuch of a child. Nonetheless, practically, while the Arabanim who rule this way, it would seem that one should not follow this approach, as this can cause a child to get mixed up when he's over bar mitzvah, and he can think that you are allowed to continue counting with a bracha even if you missed a day. So, irrelevant of the discussion of whether it's a bracha levatala when a child says it, even if it isn't, it's proper to educate a child to perform the mitzvahs according to halacha, so when he grows older, he knows the halachas involved. So to summarize, it is proper for one to educate his male children who have reached the age of chinuch, which is the age of understanding the concept of sfira, which is approximately between age 6 and 7, to recite sfira sa'ema on a nightly basis if they are awake, and nighttime doesn't come in too late. However, if they missed a day, then they should count it only without a blessing. And if the child is already sleeping or nighttime comes in very late in one's locality, one may be lenient, like Rashi, not to wake him up or make him stay up for the sake of Sfira, and one can simply count with him during daytime.